October 30th, 1937, 1 year before she died. Today, during the religious ceremonies taking place during Mass and the second day of Thanksgiving, I saw the Lord in great beauty, and he said to me, "My daughter, I have not released you from taking action." I answered, "Lord, my hand is too feeble for such work." Jesus says, "Yes, I know, but join with my right hand, you accomplish everything. Nevertheless, be obedient. Be obedient to the confessors. I will give them light on how to direct you." She said, "Lord, I already wanted to begin the work in your name, but Father S keeps putting it off." Jesus answered me, "I know this, so do just what is within your power, but you must never withdraw your efforts, whatever we can, but not give up, if it is the will of God." November 1st, 1937. After Vespers today, there was a procession to the cemetery. I could not go because I was on duty at the gates, but that did not stop me at all from praying for the souls. As the procession was returning from the cemetery to the chapel, my soul felt the presence of many souls. I understood the great justice of God, how each one had to pay off the debt of the last cent. The Lord gave me an occasion to practice patience through a particular person with whom I have to carry out a certain task. She is lower than anyone I ever had seen. One has to arm oneself with great patience to listen to her tedious talk. Patience is what we need today, right? Not only this friend is spoke slowly, but many people walk slowly, think slowly, and respond slowly. Irritating, right? November 5th, this morning, five unemployed men came to the gate and insisted on being let in. When Sister Anne had argued with them for quite a while and could not make them go away, she then came to the chapel to find Mother Irene, who told me to go. When I was still a good way from the gate, I could hear them banging loudly. At first, I was overcome with doubt and fear, and I did not know whether to open the gate or let Sister Anne to answer them through the little window. But suddenly, I heard a voice in my soul saying, "Go and open the gate and talk to them as sweetly as you talk to me." So it's very important at times we have to listen to the inner voice. Many people do think, we are not listening. One man's food is another man's poison. Maybe for someone have to do this way, but you don't have to. Follow. You follow the voice of the Holy Spirit inside. I opened the gate once and approached the most menacing of them and began to speak to them with such sweetness and calm that they did not know what to do with themselves. You see. And they too began to speak gently and said, "Well, it's too bad that the convent can't give us work. And they went away peacefully. I felt clearly that Jesus, whom I had received in Holy Communion just an hour before, had worked in their heart through me. Oh, how good it is to act under God's inspiration. It's nice. Follow. Some miracle may happen. All the time we just take for granted. No way, no way, no way. For you is no way, but for God there's a way. Another paragraph. I feel worse today, and I went to Mother Superior, intended to ask her for permission to go to bed. Well, you can imagine, 1 year before she died, she must be very, very, very weak. So she tried to get up and tried to work. At times she couldn't. However, before I could ask for permission, Mother Superior said to me, "Sister, you must somehow manage by yourself at the gate, because I'm taking the girl to work at the garbage, since there's no one else for the garbage." I said, "Good," and left the room. She wanted to go to bed. When I got to the gate, I felt unusually strong, and I was at my post all day and felt well. I experienced the power of holy obedience. How nice you are. You have all the obedience, get you all the joy. November 10, 1937. When Mother Irene showed me the booklet with the chaplet, the litany in the novena, I asked to let me look at it over. And I was glancing through it. Jesus gave me to know interiorly. Already there are many souls who have been drawn to my love by this image. Already, before it was published, many people seeing the image of divine mercy. Already conversions. My mercy acts in souls through this work. I learned that many souls had experienced God's grace. Next paragraph. I learned that Mother Superior would have quite a heavy cross to bear together with physical suffering, but that it would not last long. Another paragraph. It occurred to me to take my medicine, not by the spoonful, but just a little at a time, because it was expensive. I instantly heard a voice, "My daughter, I do not like such conduct. Accept with gratitude everything I give you through their superiors, and in this way you please me more." So she just, by herself, she just think very expensive, so little, little, little. But she said, "No, take it. If the superior give you one spoonful, take one spoonful." You know, at times she's a little girl. She's afraid to lose money for her congregation. Poverty. But that's not the right way. Obedience is important, no? Another problem. When Sister Dominic died at about 1 o'clock in the night, she came to me and gave me to know that she was dead. I prayed fervently for her. In the morning, the sister told me that she was no longer alive, and I replied that no, because she had visited me. Wow. The sister infirmarian, the one who worked in the clinic, asked me to help dress her. And then when I was alone with her, the Lord gave me to know that she was still suffering in purgatory. I redoubled my prayers for her. However, despite the zeal with which I always pray for our deceased sisters, I got mixed up as regards the days, and instead of offering 3 days of prayer, as the rule directs us to do. By mistake, I offer only 2 days. They're supposed to 3 days to offer for the deceased. So she mixed up. She just 2 days. It's not enough. On the fourth day, she gave me to know that I still owe her prayers and that she was in need of them. One more day, she forgot, my goodness. Since one more day in the purgatory. I immediately formed the intention of offering the whole day for her, and not just that day, but much more, as love of neighbor dictated to me. Because Sister Dominic, after her death, gave the appearance of looking so well, some sisters said that perhaps she was only in coma. And one of the sisters suggested to me that we ought to go and put a mirror to her mouth to see if it would miss. She looked so well, as if alive. Because it would if she were alive. I said, all right. And we did as we said. But the mirror did not miss, of course. Although it seems to us as if it had. Nevertheless, the Lord gave me to know how much this had displeased him. Because at least Faustina knows that she died and wants to play with this mirror to her nose to check whether she is still alive. There's no funny act. Shouldn't have more respect, I think. And I was severely admonished never to act again against my inner convictions. The other sister didn't know, so they just want to try whether she's still alive. But since she knows already, and Sister Dominic visited her, and why she do it? Just to please the other sisters? Or just to be one of them? Not to be scolded by others? That's not the right way. So Jesus admonished her, don't do it again. I humbled myself profoundly before the Lord and asked his pardon. I see a certain priest, probably Father Sopoko, whom God loves greatly, but whom Satan hates terribly because he is leading many souls to a high degree of sanctity and has regard only for God's glory. But I keep asking God that his patience with those who constantly oppose him may not run out. Where Satan himself can do no harm, he uses people. So the Satan is doing things against the holy souls. November 19th, at the Holy Communion today, Jesus told me how much he desired to come to human hearts. Jesus says, I decide to unite myself with human souls. My great night is to unite myself with souls. No, my daughter. Then when I come to a human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of grace, which I want to give to the souls. But souls do not even pay any attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object. I answer Jesus, O treasure of my heart, the only object of my love and entire delight of my soul, I want to adore you in my heart as you are adored on the throne of your eternal glory. My love wants to make up to you, at least in part, for the coldness of so great a number of souls. Jesus, behold my heart, which is for you a dwelling place to which no one else has entry. You alone respond in it as in a beautiful garden. You alone repose in it as in a beautiful garden. So at least this phrase to keep us mindful. I say again, my great delight, I decide to unite myself with human souls. My great delight is to unite myself with souls. Know, my daughter, that when I come to human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces which I want to give to the soul. But souls do not even pay any attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object. So this is Jesus telling us, don't think people at that time. Jesus is saying to us, we don't have any attention to Jesus. We don't even pay much attention. We seem to be taking communion and just blow our head and waste our heart. So many times, not only you, we priests also. We forgot. We just do. We are kind of functioning, not loving. That's the point. I think you too. Don't take it as a function. Even come up to the communion with the desire to be united, take more graces from Jesus, and He's preparing. We don't take it. Jesus said, they took me as a dead object. Maybe we deny this. Maybe actually it's like that. It seems to you we are very fervent, but then our souls, our heart, thinking so many other things, so mind is running away. Especially those who work as a Legion of Mary, look after the people, you know, make the queue, and then blah, 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 blah. So at times we just do, of course we have to do it, but also take care. This is in you. Otherwise you miss a lot. If you do things and forgot Jesus in you, it doesn't work. I'm not saying that you don't have to do your work, but at times keep Jesus. That's important. Okay, now we continue our chapter of Divine Mercy.